Back on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we're talking to head coach of the Pellet Christian football team, Rich Kaczmarinski. Coach, we could start in a number of different places, but 18th consecutive postseason trip, you come in as a 4 seed, you're playing at a 1 seed. We knew that this team was better than what the record or anything indicated, but what a gutsy performance from this team to come out here tonight, fall behind 21-0, and storm all the way back to get the win.
Yeah, I'm so proud of them. You know, we showed a lot of heart. As you and I were talking just before we came on the air, I just felt like we were just missing a few things by inches in the first half. And so I felt like we were better than we were playing. That's what we talked about at halftime, just fighting for those inches. And I thought we did a great job. Obviously, a great way to start the second half was to bring the second half kickoff return out and then for Landon to break that big run just to kind of get some momentum going, make it 21-7. I think that was just kind of the spark that lit the fire that we burnt the rest of the whole second half.
And I want to jump before we kind of talk game recap or anything like that. The seniors, we've talked about just what they've meant to this team. And, you know, there's been trials, tribulations, whatever you want to call it, throughout this season. And, you know, it's just kind of like, man, when is it going to be their time to make that big breakthrough? And it was 3 seniors who made the biggest breakthroughs tonight. Caleb Volk with the receiving touchdown. Brecken Ritzer with 2 massive touchdowns with the throw to Volk. And then the 94-yard touchdown run. And then Landon Nunnekoven with the 70-yard punt return and the 80-yard
And let's run. Let's add Garrett Wheeler,
yes,
who had probably 2 of the best hits,
yes,
of the movie of the decade on that north end zone. So, yeah. You know, Landon was beside himself at halftime, you know, after muffing that punt right for half. And he was just beside himself. And I'm like, Landon, all right, we got to put this behind us and we got to get focused. We're going to come back to you in the second half. And he, you know, I was really proud of him. He's worked so hard. But to bring that first play of the second half in for a touchdown, and then to bring that punt return back, I mean, he really demonstrated what he can do. Obviously, Brecken dropped some dimes. You know, Caleb Volk has some great catches. Those all 3 of those guys. And then Garrett Wheeler, wow, did he step up on defense, just played lights out. Blake Six played well. Hunter Vanderlinden played well. Toby Belzer played well. Gilbert played well. Ben Van Weingarten played well. So I was just really, you know, I did not want this to be the last night of our seniors playing. So how gratifying it was for our seniors not only to get the win and keep playing, but to play so well.
Absolutely. I got it because you mentioned Garrett and you kind of beat me because I was going to come back talk about the defense too because I wanted to mention him with the sophomore that he's kind of paired up with there in the middle linebacker, Anton Boonder, 15 tackles tonight.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
those two were really big against a defense that – or against an offense that came out and they were, you know, schoolyard right, schoolyard left, just throwing everybody they could at your defense to try to slow down your run defense. And those two made some major plays tonight.
Yeah, every time I was busy under the hood, under the offensive hood on the sidelines, talking with the O-lineman, talking with the receiver, talking with the coaches. But every time I looked up, Anton Boonder was making a tackle. It's like, holy, it was really great. I tell you, another sophomore that played really well was Tyson Vanderlinden. Every time I looked up, Tyson Vanderlinden was sticking his shoulder pads in the hole and tackling somebody. So I really thought both Tyson and Anton, and if I could say my son Adam, I thought he had a strip on a fumble and just really kept leverage on the outside. So he did a nice job. But again, hats off to our seniors. They played so well. But I thought our defense just kept tightening up as the whole second half went on, just kept getting tougher and tougher and tougher, which is, hey, that's what you got to do in the playoffs if you're going to win.
Absolutely. And again, we're talking to head coach of the Pellet Christian football team, Rich Kaczmarinski, following their come from behind 27-24 win at Clarendon. Let's talk on the offensive side of things. I know you mentioned it felt like in the first half you were just inches away from missing a few things. But one thing that, you know, I think it was almost 300 yards of total offense in the second half. And one thing that I kind of noticed was it felt like, you know, the first half they were blitzing. They were putting a lot of pressure on the backfield for your team. Felt like the guys stepped up after halftime and really solidified the line of scrimmage and allowed you to control the line of scrimmage a little bit better in that second half.
Well, we felt like through the film study going into the game, we felt like yes, they bring pressure, and yes, they had some big dudes on the D-line, but we also felt like if we could pierce through, that we could have some big plays. And so we saw that tonight. We had two big runs, one by Landon and then one by Brecken on the running game. But honestly, the whole thing that probably kicked it off really was the outside passes, particularly to Caleb Volk. I mean, he just kind of took the edge off, took some of that secondary support out of the box and to make them cover us. So Gilbert loosened them up as well. But I thought Caleb Volk had a really, really big night. And so, yeah, I mean, if you're gonna win in the playoffs, you gotta play complimentary football. I thought we won the special teams. Thought we lost on offense and defense in the first half, and I thought we won in the second half on offense and defense. So really, with probably all three phases in the second half, we kind of put it together.
And you'll have to excuse me for not necessarily knowing this. I don't know if you know this off the top of your head, but I'm going to ask you. Down 21-0 at halftime, I'm going to guess you don't have too many of those wins. When you look back on this one, and I know that it's probably hard to compete with every game, and there's maybe a little recency bias, where does this one stack up in terms of the all-time great wins? Because I know there's been some really great ones here on Eagle Lane, but this is a very exciting one that kind of at halftime, it was like, I don't know where things are going to go here.
Well, you know, Troy Huggins, our photographer, and he's been around this program as long as I have. And so Troy and I have kind of a running list of our top 10. So the good news is I have 3 hours on the bus ride home to run this through in my mind. But, yeah, I think this is going to definitely be in the top 10. But, yeah, being down 21-0. Just, I don't know, I said to the parents after the game, I think this game represents our team because, you know, we got down early, we're 0-5, injuries, not playing well, and to come back and to play the way we've been playing down the stretch. What resiliency, what perseverance, what character. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. And now to wrap up here, because, you know, there's a lot to celebrate, right? And there's a lot of joy and jubilation right now, which there should be in this locker room. But the job's not finished because you got another game Friday night. That's the reward of this. So now you got to, you know, take in the celebration of this, but you also have to start looking ahead towards that next one because you want to keep this season going even further. What is the way that this – what's kind of the mentality you guys have as a group going into this week, not necessarily knowing who that opponent's going to be, who that next draw is going to be, but finding out, you know, and just making sure that you guys do everything you can to be ready to go again next Friday and not let this one linger a little too long and distract from that upcoming game.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we got to get back to Pella. It's going to be a late night. We got to get recovered this weekend. I'm sure I think we came through the game pretty clean, but we probably got some bumps and bruises we got to take care of. You know, this time of the year, obviously, it's about staying fresh and staying healthy. So, Lord willing, we came through the game. So, that's the big thing. We got to go into the front part next week. And then, you know, we got to do what we did this week. We got to get ready. Whoever we're going to play, we got to get ready for schematically. But, you know, this team is, after everything we've been through, this team is not going to rest on its laurels. I mean, this team is just coming alive now. I just feel like we've had a breakthrough. We're having a breakthrough. So I'm not worried about that. That big thing is recovery. We need to get back to Pell and get these guys rested up and recovered this weekend so we can go back to work on Monday.
Absolutely, Coach. Congratulations on a massive win. Looking forward to another week of Eagles football. And let's go Eagles, right?
Amen. Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Coach Kekbrinsky, head coach of the Pella Christian football team, powered by Hy-Vee here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner.